The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. Evidently in China, according to sources today, the Chinese government are actually, some are saying holding, some are saying kidnapping, some are saying abducting Christians and putting them in transformation facilities and trying to get them to relent their Christian faith or be jailed or worse. Is there any truth to this? Let's turn to the person that I trust most on all things related to China and the South Asian theater in terms of what's going on in the neighborhood down there, Gordon G. Chang. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thank you for coming back. Normally, we're talking about big policy issues and national security issues and the way the administration is posturing itself against the Chinese administration. But this is much closer to home for a lot of people. And let me just cut to the chase. The first question is: what these reports are saying true? Is the Chinese government taking Chinese Christians, putting them in transformation facilities, and in essence forcing them to recant their faith? Is that happening, Gordon G. Chang?
I think that it is, Kevin. We don't have confirmation of this Radio Free Asia report, but it is consistent with what we know about China's attitudes towards Christians. They have been persecuting Christians for quite some time. What this report adds is that it is more mechanized and more organized than we thought, because this report talks about temporary facilities that have been set up in basements and other places, really out of sight, to force Christians to renounce their faith and to torture them and to hold them for months on end. So I believe it to be true because it's consistent with what Beijing is doing with regard to religions of all sorts. And one more thing, Kevin. This is probably just the precursor to large-scale camps for Christians. This happened with Uyghurs. They started small, and then the persecution got larger and larger, and now it is on a Third Reich scale. This is, I think, going to happen to other people of faith.
Well, there's no question about the fact that the Christian faith has grown in China faster than any other country, I would say, over the last two decades. Literally millions of people coming to faith, the Christian faith, each week. What is it about the Christian faith that so threatens the Chinese powers that are in control?
There's actually nothing that threatens the Communist Party in reality. Now, the party is threatened, it feels, by any sort of group that doesn't adhere to atheism and to communism. But the Christians just want to pray on their own. But Beijing feels that it must persecute them. And by the way, by persecuting the Christians, they are spreading the faith even faster. So I think that, that Radio Free Asia report gives some numbers for Christians in China. I think they're much larger. I believe it's over 100 million, and it's growing very, very fast, as you point out, because in large part, people want something, but they also are reacting to what Beijing is doing to them.
Yeah, and I can totally see how the Christian faith, as an evangelical myself, I can see how that would grow under oppression, because the hope that is in God through Jesus is something that is transformational to this life. You're not actually hoping that this life is the end all be all. And I'm sure that's got to be intimidating to people that hold to atheism.
Yes, well, Communist Party, it goes against every group. So, for instance, if you like ducks, you know, roast duck, and you're in Beijing and you form a roast duck organization, you will be persecuted. And that is an actual example. So it just shows you the absurd lengths to which the Communist Party goes, because it is obsessive. Now, the one thing that frightens the Communist Party is that Christians have fervor. And this means when the Communists look at their own organization, although it's over 92 million members right now, there's no fervor there. It's more people are joining for basically personal advancement. And so right now they look at Christianity and they're scared, because Communists, if you go back 100 years ago, and by the way, the formation of the Communist Party, July 1st, 1921, so they're going to celebrate their centenary pretty soon. They can see that their organization has grown old and that Christianity is young and is spreading fast.
Wow, that is very interesting. What types of things are they exposing the Christians to in terms of the punishments?
Well, they're holding them for months. The Radio Free Asia reports talk about one person who was held for almost 10 months. But what they're doing is torture, and it's physical torture, mental torture. There is endless indoctrination, and this is an attempt to, as you say, get people to renounce their faith. I don't think that this is actually going to work for the reasons we just talked about. But what we're seeing is the Communist Party scale up their repression of Christians.
Yeah. Well, Gordon, we appreciate your insight. Please follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. He is the top authority, as far as I'm concerned, on what's going on in that region of the world. And we always appreciate his insights. Gordon, thank you. Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.